Now, scientists who've been on a month-long expedition to Tonga to map the impact of January's record-breaking volcanic eruption have made some surprising discoveries. The researchers expected to find dramatic changes to the volcano because of the power of the explosion. Instead, they found it largely intact. There's also evidence the volcano might still be erupting. NIWA's Oceans Chief Scientist Dr. Mike Williams is with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So take us to the moment that you got there. You saw the volcano, and what did you see?
Well, I think importantly, it was what we didn't see. We had expected a flank collapse or an explosion out the side of the volcano, and sort of a big pile of rubble, almost. But what we saw was a largely intact volcano. That it looks like it simply blasted the inside out of the volcano and sent all of that skyward. And then we're finding all of that debris over the seabed.
Do you know why it did that and stayed largely intact?
I think that's the big question for us to really try and get to grips with. And unfortunately, we've been back for 2 weeks, a little bit over 2 weeks, and so we haven't really had a chance to get into teasing that out. But we've got 25 kilograms of rocks to work through, and some of those are so fresh that they were formed in that eruption. So we're hoping that by looking at that, that'll give us the information about what's happened inside the volcano's caldera.
Because your hypothesis at the beginning was this was such a huge eruption, the biggest one I think ever recorded. So it must just have completely obliterated it.
Well, that was our assumption. It generated tsunamis, which are extremely rare for undersea volcano eruptions. So we went up there ready to survey the pile of rubble, as I put it. But what we found actually was a kind of concrete-like mass that had formed across the seabed from a mix of debris and ash and things like that. And that's had a major impact on the local ecosystem.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what has that impact been?
Well, with 30 metres deep of debris across the top, it's essentially smothered all of the sea life that lives on or in the seabed. It's essentially a desert now.
How close to the volcano, though, do you start to see that biodiversity coming back?
Well, the closest site is about 15 kilometres from the volcano, and this is a shallow sea mount, so an underwater mountain. And so it looks like the life on the top of the sea mount has survived because the debris has come down and flowed around the mountain. For people in New Zealand, it almost looks like the sort of a Mount Taranaki. So it's sort of, you can visualise if something's flowing around it, it's not going to reach up onto the top of that. So we're expecting that life will slowly start working its way out from these lifeboats, for want of a better term, into the desert.
Now, the evidence that the volcano might still be erupting, talk us through that.
Yeah, so this was a real surprise for us. So we were putting some of the sensors in, and we were seeing signals that there was something in the water column that we wouldn't normally expect to see. And so when we collected the water samples and we filtered those, we could see on the filters little bits of volcanic glass and ash. And tracing that back, that's all very fresh. And so the only theory that really supports that being is that the volcano is still producing, is still erupting, but it's erupting gently. So that ash that's coming out is not reaching the surface, and it's sort of coming up to about 200 metres below the surface and then spreading out through the oceans.
I'm not sure I've ever heard an eruption described as gentle before.
Well, I think when we're thinking about it, we're perhaps thinking more like the hypothermal vents and the things that we see in a normal thermal field or a normal volcanic field, but just intensified. It looks like it's a continuous flow rather than a big burst of energy.
Mm. Now that you're back and you, as you were saying, you've got samples and that kind of thing, what further investigation are you doing?
So it's sort of taking two strands. One is looking at the samples we brought back, the rocks, to try and understand their history. So the rocks will be going to Japan to be dated by some of our collaborators over there. And then the other aspect is also looking at some of the theory around how these eruptions form, how a tsunami might form from this, and really lining up that kind of scientific evidence to be able to really tell the complete story of what's happened. But also we have a second voyage going out using a sort of a robot boat, which will go out and map the rest of the bit that we didn't have time to cover in the middle. And it will also look at the impact on Tonga's domestic internet cable and potentially identifying a new route for that cable.
Mm. Kia ora, thank you very much for your time. Dr. Mike Williams there from NIWA